been in training with us for about 7 days now. We've had a full week with him to assess his fitness and his strength base. And, you know, he's a sign in the immense talent, immense potential, and he fits what we're trying to do and the sort of player that we're trying to recruit, make better, fix. And I think we've got the staff to do it. I think we've got the supporters to support a player while we're doing it, and he's just someone who we've tracked for quite a long time. You know, I've come from the Northwest where there's a hotbed of talent. You know, and you're looking at games, Man United, Man City, Liverpool. He's a boy that's always been on the radar in the Northwest, and just lost his way a little bit. So, you know, Man United don't pay £1 million for a player at 14-year-old if they don't fancy him. And he just lost his focus and lost his way, and so we've been able to pick him up. And excited to be working with him for sure.
Do you get the impression that he's one of those players where it's kind of all about mentality, because he's got the skills, he's got the ability?
Yeah, people said it couldn't be done with Jacob Mellis. You know, you couldn't turn an immensely talented footballer into being a team player. I think we proved that we could, and we did. And it's the same with John. You know, he's someone who, that talent, when you've got that talent, you don't necessarily think you've got to work hard as a group. He's an individual. But where we've had our success is making an individual work part of a group and part of a team ethic, and we've given that. We've got a really honest, sincere group of staff and players, and you know, you cannot be, if you can't be influenced by the players and the staff here, then you can't be influenced anywhere. So it's not an hard squad to settle into. It's a really easy squad. He's a good player. Just needed a home.
If memory serves, he's a player who can play in a number of different positions, can't he? Can play on the right, can play on the left, can play down the middle.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes confuses the kid. And a lot of players, you know, we've got to really work with this boy and make sure that we've shown him his objective for the team, and he'll have a certain objective wherever he plays. But I think, you know, you'd want to develop him as a main striker. He's got real pace down the centre of the pitch, and develop him as a second striker. And we've got good strikers in the football club already, you know, in Chris O'Grady, Jason Scotland, Daggers. So we're looking at him linking up with one of them strikers and giving us different combinations and different alternatives, and he's certainly got that. So we're looking to develop him in a certain position, and probably down the centre of the pitch more than out wide.
In terms of your search for players, is that it now, or are you still looking perhaps in one or two areas?
I think with Ben coming in, I think it's his area of expertise, but we're continuously looking. You know, we've got an heavy programme the first month, and you might have two or three injuries, so I think what you've got to have is a layering system, a backup plan, whatever you want to call it, that if you do go down and there's any sort of players that, you know, are out there, you've got to know where every single player is. And that's what's impressed me most about the new chief exec. You know, he knows where the players are, and working hard on that, their strategies to get him in if anybody goes down, or you know, or there's illness in the camp, whatever. You've just got to know where everyone is, and we do that now, so it's good.
Just before you went away, you said you were potentially going to have a look at a few players in Spain, because the market over there is quite a good one, and maybe there'll be a few avenues. Did that bear fruit at all?
Yeah, we had a look at a couple, and they trained with us, did excellent, but we never carried it forward. So, you know, it saves a bit of money. The players pay for their own hotel, the players for their own flights to get there, and it was, you know, it's worthwhile doing. I think, you know, next season we'd be able to do it in a little bit more detail. It's a great chance to watch him, you know, 24 hours in the group. But nothing come of it, but it was definitely a worthwhile exercise.
In light of planning, as you've just been talking about there, are you going to have a look at maybe some trialists who are UK-based between now and the big kick-off?
I don't think so, no. I think, you know, we've got a superb 20-man squad. Absolutely delighted with it. There's a great balance to it, there's a cohesion to it, and you know, what we'll be doing now is fine-tuning and just tidying up certain areas. We've done bulk of the work, got all the players through a really, really tough pre-season, sort of unscathed and uninjured. So, you know, the tidy up and the tactical work is great. But, you know, it's great now we've got this weather, because out on the training ground and maybe take the load off the players, but then sort of really load up the mental side of it and train them in a tactical environment. So that's what we're doing, that's what Faith's working on now. And with the games coming up thick and fast, the pre-season games, you know, that's what we'll be all working now, the tactical side of the game.
And that leads me on nicely to the final point. Obviously, it's Wolves tomorrow. In terms of the development, Barnsley's development as a team this summer, what will fans see tomorrow? What do you expect to see from the team?
Just progression. And, you know, every day we want to see a percent of progression. And again, you know, today's, so tomorrow's no different. They're all learning days, all improvement days. And I want to see a competitive because that's us. I want to see us to work as a team because that's what we do. I want the players that have come in to understand the roles in the team, and you know, we're just trying to get a little bit sharper. We don't have to be full tilt, we don't have to be fully on it because we're still 2 weeks away. So, you know, we know where we want to be, and it'll be a great gauge tomorrow to see if we're at a point. If we're not, we can reset and go again and see if the pre-season that we've designed is on track. I think that's what you want to do with each game, just make sure that you're on track with what you've designed pre-season, and that's certainly where I want to be at 5 o'clock tomorrow, to see what problems we've got, what we can make better, what we can improve on.